Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We're going to focus it here on Zechariah chapter 3. A lot of strange things there, wasn't there, in that vision? Each of these visions has some strange things. I really think there's some really deep comfort that we can take away for living right here, right where we are. Dear friends, it's really important in life to understand the legal defense of double jeopardy. It will really help you. Understanding. It's pretty straightforward. Have you heard of double jeopardy? The way it works, just to make sure we're all on the same page, it's double jeopardy works like this. It's a part of our, our constitutional rights in this country, double jeopardy. The way it works is if you are tried for some sort of misdeed, and if you receive a verdict, guilty or not guilty, for what you've done, then you cannot be retried for the same misdeed. Is that the way you understand that to work? It's a really helpful legal defense to have. I actually use it in my own family. There have been occasions where I've been accused of eating the leftover pizza that was in the refrigerator without getting everyone's approval. It's a problem that I have, and I admit in front of y'all tonight, that this happens frequently. I get up first in the morning, and the leftover pizza, it's cold, and it's like it's fresh, and I eat everything that was left over from the night before. It's gone. The first person in the family gets up, and they investigate the refrigerator and discover the pizza's been missing, and they launch an investigation. It's not too long after that, then an accusation is made. Dad ate the pizza. And the evidence is very clear, and I admit that I am guilty. There you have it. Second person gets up in the family, go down to the refrigerator, and they open it up, and they discover, yes, the pizza's missing. They launch an investigation, and they come to the same conclusion, and they accuse Dad of eating the pizza. This time I have a legal defense. Double jeopardy. If that's the rule. If you have been tried already, and there's already been a verdict given, guilty or not guilty, doesn't matter, you can't be tried a second time. Now, this is going to play into what I think Zechariah is talking about here in his vision to God's people in the 7th century before Christ. Zechariah gives this vision here, and he's talking about a courtroom scene. Now, courtroom scenes are pretty common in the scriptures. This one is specific, and it talks about three specific individuals that I want to highlight their roles in this courtroom scenario. There is the defendant. That is this Joshua. He's the high priest. Now, who does he represent? He represents God's people, the Israelites, but he actually represents all of us. So when you hear about Joshua the high priest, that's what Zechariah is getting across. That's you, okay? So there's the defendant. Then there is the prosecuting attorney. Who's the prosecuting attorney? Did you catch in the text? Satan. It says he's the accuser. So that's his role, prosecuting attorney. And then the third role that's described here is the advocate, the one who is defending the defendant. That is the angel of the Lord. From each of these roles, we're going to take something away tonight. Now, let's talk about that high priest first, Joshua. That's all of us. The high priest had a really important role for the people. He represented God. He represented the people to God, which was really important. If the high priest prepared well and performed his duties well and did the sacrifices right, everyone prospered in the community. Now, the opposite was true. If the high priest wasn't prepared, didn't do things in an orderly and clean way, everyone was in trouble, all the people. There's a lot of pressure to do it right. And we hear from this text that his garments are filthy. It's the worst possible news. Why? Well, scholars aren't quite so sure. It doesn't spell out what the sin was of the high priest. Some people say that God's people had intermarried other groups. Some people come to the conclusion that they hadn't properly built the wall to Jerusalem. Some people say that they started to worship other gods. I think there's something bigger here going on. I think the filth is so deep and soiled, so to speak, that it's hard to even pinpoint the kind of sin that had been committed.